Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, Marys and Virgins.
Go for Jesus!
Not for
gay Jesus, people!
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. I'm here with Mayhem Miller, Bill Dawes. I hope you guys are doing well. You watched that Fire Aid concert last night?
No.
Oh, really good. I'm just watching it now. I was getting emotional watching Dave Grohl because he was up there with his like daughter singing, and she was singing All Apologies by like Nirvana, and it was just like, she's 18 years old. Her name was Violet too. It's my daughter's name.
She can sing, huh?
Because she's really good. She's really good, and she it was just, I mean, that guy's had a crazy life. Like he was in Nirvana. Lead singer kills himself. And then I think the guitarist overdosed or killed himself recently. Then he was caught cheating on his wife, or he has a baby, out of wedlock baby. He's had a crazy.
Is that why they're singing All Apologies to the wife?
Apologies, mom.
But it was really sweet having like this 18-year-old girl, and he's drumming. You could tell he was like really like he was getting teary about it. And
yeah,
it was something I don't know. Like when you have a daughter, it's like. When you see like sometimes like father daughter things, it just like it affects you. It hits you differently. You know, I'm sure you know that, Bill.
Are you on a bicycle right now? Yeah, is it loud?
No, I'm just saying, like, is it safe to be podcasting from a bicycle?
No.
Where are you riding this bicycle?
Where am I riding it? I'm riding it to well, the good news after all my heartbreaking, I booked a job. It's a solo scene on a yoga mat in Chatsworth. it's actually NDA, but I am going to be naked in it.
Really? Like button? Wow. Good for you, man. That's
fully frontal, I think. I want to see if I could borrow Sean's dick.
Nice. But yeah, the concert is good though. It had Joan Jett was on it, but then it was Rod Stewart, Fleetwood Mac, Dr. Dre, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Jesus.
Metallica. It just kept going. It was like, it was all for like the five, you know, Katy Perry, Pink, you know, Billie Eilish.
What the fuck? Where was this?
It was in LA last night.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I seen somebody showed a clip of that, but I didn't know what it was.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, which is, you know, not the best name.
Ironic,
for
yeah. I know.
But yeah, it was
hilarious.
It was for Fire. It was in LA. It was two concerts, and then it just kept going. Like it was just it was really good. It was there was a lot of really good. I was gonna try to get tickets. It was like tickets went on sale, and they're like, oh, they go on sale in 2 minutes, and it's like, and then I click on it. I was like a minute late or something. I like didn't know my password, and then it said that there's 50,000 people in front of you.
Jesus.
And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, it was John Fogerty, wasn't it? Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. I think it was just Nash and Young. But yeah, John Mayer. It's on HBO now. If you want to watch it on HBO, it's a really good concert. I highly recommend it.
So basically, everyone from like the 20th century and like two acts from the 21st century.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, but music was so much better then. You know, like it was.
Oh wow! He's officially old, folks.
Yeah, okay, boomer.
Better back then.
It was so much
with your lips.
Oh, and then No Doubt. No Doubt had a reunion.
Off. That's crazy.
So it was good. It was I highly recommend it. And then I just kept going. Stevie Wonder.
What the hell? Did you fucking fly a DeLorean back to this fucking concert?
I didn't go. I'm just watching it on HBO right now. Oh, okay. Okay, we got a lot of things to talk about, by the way. How are you, Mayhem? What's going on?
Well, I'm great, bud. My whole life is just one exciting activity after another. I went and checked out Lifelong Dream, Jean-Jacques Machado's jiu-jitsu. I wore the pajamas. I bought some pajamas, first of all. I got off my knocked dust off my black belt, and I got a black gi, you know what I mean? Because I'm a badass. And I went there like the alternate version of Ryu from Street Fighter.
What kind of class? Now, did he know you were showing up, or you just showed up?
Yeah, I mean, I guess somebody told him. He knew me. I knew him. I was like, I pumped. I told him that 17-year-old me wants to shoot a double leg right now. And it was a good, it was a good practice. There's like tough guys over there. I see that, the foundation of jiu-jitsu, comes through pretty clean over there.
Was it like a black belt class, or was it like an open level?
Nah, there was black belts in there, but yeah, it was all belts. I rolled with some tough ass, like meathead blue belts and like white. I gave them a good go. It was fun.
Did people try to like, oh, I submitted Mayhem or I tapped?
Many men have tried.
Right. But I'm saying, do you ever like run into that where like you're going?
Dude, I'm sure they are. Yeah, I'm sure they are. They better be. I mean, I would appreciate if they do. The thing about it is, I realize I flash back to my old school jiu-jitsu roots. Because so much of MMA is, dude, who gives a fuck about point jiu-jitsu? You give your back and make scrambles and, you're punching each other. So the grappling totally changes. But I felt a little bit of ego, this judo I think he's a judo black belt, but he's like a blue belt jiu-jitsu. This dude, like, so strong. 5 points, I lost the match. He, like, passed. I was like, oh. And I forgot what it's like to be, like, mad that somebody passed your guard. Like, but in the MMA, it doesn't matter. Okay, good, you passed. Now I can build to a single leg. Now I can do something. But I get it. Jiu-jitsu points. You lost the match. This guy got your side mount now. I forgot what that's like to have that voice in your head go, don't let him pass. Don't let him pass,
But was it a free roll, or was it like a...
No, situational. He's already 3/4 of the way past. But, for a jiu-jitsu guy, I've been out of practice. The gi is a whole different vibe, you don't have the freeness that you have with that jacket and pants on. It's a whole different thing. So it was kind of fun to revisit my roots and, like, get back into that hobby, this sport. I think the gi is really critical for developing strength. So I'm putting some of my guys, MMA guys, to do some gi to get a hold of like a perfect side mount, to get a hold of like pressure going down. I used to think that maybe that's not a thing, but upon closer review, I think it is a thing.
Well, will you admit that it's easier to go from gi to no gi than no gi to gi?
Yeah. Look, if you have no gi experience, you don't realize, like, hey, bud, I can fucking stop you right here. Like, I just grab your pants and where are you going? Nowhere. And, it's hard to, like, pick that up on the fly, you can't just walk in there day one and figure out the ins and outs of the fabric,
Yeah.
Conversely, if you have all the gi stuff down, it slows the game down.
Yes.
To a level where, now I know what I'm doing right now. I'm passing. I have to grind through this position. I have to hold on tight here. Or opposite, if you're on the bottom, I have to make space here. It's instructive I forgot how low it was.
It's like sex with a condom. It just, everything slows down.
Buddy.
Doesn't feel good.
You're just like, you're just thinking about her sister to try to get off. I know.
So we got a lot of things to talk about. There's crazy stuff going on. Number one, we'll talk about Bryce Mitchell.
Of course.
I tried to do research. I didn't have time. What exactly did this fool say? Like, they said he praised Hitler, but like, you can, like, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, I'll tell you.
You can bend the guy's quote. This guy is a well-known dumbass, but what did he say?
All right, so Bryce Mitchell. All right, what exactly did he say? First, I don't understand. Like, so many thoughts about this. Bryce Mitchell. He said, UFC Bryce Mitchell. I mean, it was a beyond bad take. It was. Okay, so
I'll be the judge. I'm a Gentile. I got no skin in this game. I wasn't around during World
War
II.
Okay, so here's exactly what he said. All right, here's exactly what he said. All right, I really do think, because they were talking about Elon Musk on his podcast, which, first of all, his podcast, this is only his first podcast. whose idea was it to give him a podcast? I mean, it was called Ark Insanity. Okay. I guess it's two guys from Arkansas. And it's only the first one. So they really started off with a bang on this one. But he goes, what do you think before Hitler got on meth? He was a guy to go fishing with. He fought for his country. He went on to say, was Hitler perfect? No. But he was fighting for his country. He said he made baseless claims. Why don't I just play it, because the New York
yes
Times, yeah yeah
the New York Times is like not giving you exactly everything. They're just kind of summarizing it. Here we go, blah blah blah. But yeah, I a lot to say about this. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know why he what he has against Jews. This is just probably the dumbest.
Wait, let me be the judge if this guy hates Jews. Just play it, because there's a difference between hating Jews and just being a dumbass.
All right. Yeah. He's a dumbass. All right. So he is a dumbass, but also for saying this, but he. All right. I'll just share it and then we'll go into it. Okay. There we go. Share. Where can I find this? All right. Here we go. So this is just some of it.
I really don't think that he was, because I honestly think that Hitler was a good guy based upon my own research, not my public education indoctrination. I really do think before Hitler got on meth, he was a guy to go fishing with. He fought for his country. He wanted to purify it by kicking the greedy Jews out that were destroying.
All right, let me stop right there. Hitler was not a good guy. Okay. Might have been the most evil guy in the history of the world. He's not a good guy to go fishing with. He's a terrible person. He was responsible. He 6 million Jews died. All kinds of other people died. Like, just a horrible, awful person. Not a good guy to go. A lot of people you can go fishing with. Hitler should not be on your list of people to go fishing with. Okay. There are plenty of other people, Bryce, that would probably be great people to go fishing with, and Hitler should not be on that list. Okay, we'll keep going. Here we go.
Wanted to purify it by kicking the greedy Jews out that were destroying his country and turning them all into gays.
All right, there we go. The Jews were not turning everyone in the country into gays. They weren't greedy. All right,
they were also gaying out the kids. They were queering out the women. They were queering out the dudes. They were, you know what her first tranny surgery ever was? Happened to be in Germany before Hitler took over. You know the books that everybody makes fun of Hitler burning? You know what the books was? Queer books. Hitler burned queer books because Hitler didn't want a bunch of queers destroying his nation. They can't produce children.
But what about?
Okay, so, and then he went off to say the Holocaust.
Wait. I think that guy was going to say something, and he looks like a board certified therapist or something like that. This guy looks like the guy on the right looks like he's got a little more in the tank, I think.
A little more in the tank. All right. So, okay. Let's see. So, here we go. All right.
Plus, queer books. Hitler burned queer books because Hitler didn't want a bunch of queers destroying his nation. They can't produce children.
All right, so that's where the clip ends. But then he goes on to say the Holocaust was manufactured. It wasn't that many people that died in the Holocaust, as many as they say. All bad. Everything he said is bad here. Everything.
But can I say something? One thing.
Yes.
All the stuff you say about Hitler, it really just detracts from the good points he's making about the Jews. Okay. I just want to say that. I'm kidding. Come on, this is a solid joke. Go ahead.
never been roasted. Hey, we're roasting Jews. Hey, at least we're not using the oven, right?
Whoa. Oh, hey, come on. Too far.
Yeah, too far. Jason? Hey, but look, okay. Now, you guys don't have quite as much experience in this realm as I do. Two things. Country podunk people, right? Okay. The way they think. And secondly, I've been in person with like the most horrific people that you can think of, really. Okay. Think of the worst guy that you know. I have been face to face with guys 10 times. Guy who cut a guy's dick off, just off the top of my head. A guy who got a guy's dick off. Dude who like shot up his dad, killed a bunch of people. Oh man, a dude who stabbed his family to death with a barbecue fork. And I hung out with them, and all of them, in some way, thought that they were the good guy.
Of course,
yeah. Somehow, a human mind can warp itself to think that that's the good guy. That being said, Hitler thought he was a good guy.
Of course.
So there's going to be a small faction of people who learn from a warped angle this history, okay? They get this weird propaganda kind of angle, and somehow at this day and age, we can bend Hitler to a good guy. And Bryce is one of those victims of that conspiracy-minded, getting his information all from one place with an agenda, who, and I read Mein Kampf, it's the original player-hater Bible. It's super angry that Jewish people had figured out to survive in a harsh German economy. He was super pissed about that, and it comes through in the pages. All the points he was making were... when you think Hitler, this is going to be the worst, like most vitriolic, but in the book, he lays it out in this language of weird, like backhandedness and even headedness. Like, oh, I'm right about this because this, can't you see? And it hooked a lot of people, and still the echoes of that idea rotate now today down to stupid ass Facebook groups that people are, misunderstanding the whole fucking thing. And racism is a thing too.
Yeah, but Jason, I understand, but first of all, to counter that, Bryce is not a victim, okay? And that's
kind of what I mean. He's a victim because he's stupid. Listen, if it's a dumb guy, right, and a smart guy comes up, hear me out, a smart guy comes up and tells a dumb guy, hey bud, fucking shoot that guy with the big nose over there, and you hand him the gun, whose fault is it? Oh, it's the dumb guy for sure. But the fucking smart guy that's selling him this bullshit, giving him this pistol, that's the guy that's fucked up.
Yeah, but you could say then you could, at a certain point, then you're just kind of like not laying any kind of blame on the kid. Okay,
the blame is on him. But what I'm saying, this is a systemic problem. Like,
yeah, no, you're. I understand. And Sean Strickland kind of made that thing of like Bryce is just a almost like a victim of the internet, and it's the internet. Yeah. But at the same time. Look, Bryce didn't hurt anybody, okay? He didn't, he's not a school shooter. He didn't fucking actually hurt anybody, right? So I'm not putting on that thing, but if somebody goes out and shoots up a school, right? And you say, and they go, well, they were indoctrinated by the,
yeah.
It's underneath the couch. You can say, okay, they were indoctrinated by the internet. Yes, but you still have to, at a certain point, have to say, yes, Bryce is smart enough to know. And if he is doing his research, then he's actively seeking out this bullshit, okay? Because there's enough research out there and enough people out there to show, yes, the Holocaust did exist. And 6 million people did die in the Holocaust. And Hitler was a fucking awful, one of the worst human beings. And Bryce isn't that dumb enough to go, I don't think that you can.
Hey, man, are you kidding me? This is the same motherfucker. Bryce isn't dumb enough. Bryce is probably the dumbest dude in the sport. He thinks the earth is flat. He'll argue with people. Look, it's a talking chimp that we put a microphone in front of, all right? We think it's funny when he says stupid shit, and now he's saying this.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people. Eddie Bravo seems like a pretty bright guy. He thinks the earth
does he?
There are a lot of people that think the earth is flat that I go, okay, they're just not, okay, they have.
Exactly. They're all addicted to conspiracy theories. It's fucking like gives you a dopamine rush to think that, oh, NASA concocted a plan. They're really a production company in Santa Monica, and they're just making up the moon landing. It gives me a rush to like feel that I know stuff you don't know, bro. You don't know if I.
But not everyone. Not everyone who believes conspiracy theories is dumb. Okay, there's a lot of, and a lot of times conspiracy theories actually come true.
Agreed.
People, you know, so
it's not a lot of times. It's the times that they are true. We're all fucking pumped like gamblers. The opposite is a million conspiracies come through, and 0.999 are, you know, right. 0.1, like 0.9, right. Yeah.
But look, okay, so Dana White came out and said this. It's okay. I don't know if you saw
came out finally.
What? Okay, come out of the closet. So Dana White come out. Dana White said CNN press. Why does fucking CNN have a fucking paywall? Like, who the fuck is paying?
Nobody. That shit is dying, I think.
Dana White says, I've heard a lot of dumb and ignorant shit in my day. But this is probably the worst. White said on behalf of the UFC, talk about Hitler, responsible for the death of 6 million Jews, tried to completely annihilate a race of people. Hitler's one of the most disgusting evil human beings that ever walked the face of the earth. I didn't want to treat
I read this statement.
He's a moron.
Like, duh.
That's the problem. You give a platform for stupid and ignorant people, right? And you know what? And a lot of people are like defending Bryce. Oh, he's based, or he's all these fucking. And you're like, dude, what the? What fucking weirdo timeline?
Wait, how are they defending him? What are they saying in defense of him?
They're saying, oh, he's right. It is the Jews. This and that. And then it's always these people that don't have like. They don't even they don't have pictures in their bio because they're just so brave to take this stance, but they can't even say who they actually are, which is like.
Well, yeah, because you know that's a crime, I think.
I mean, at least Bryce, you know, as ridiculous as and off as these comments are, at least he's the one saying them. Like at least we could point to Bryce. It's not some I don't know picture of a.
See, but
a,
that's why I'm talking to you, bro, because you're a performer. You're out there changing people's minds, consciousness a little bit. Every time you go on stage, you do that a little bit. So what I'm saying to you is that systemically, like the we need to like shame the stupidity. Instead of going outrage.
No, I'm not. Right. And look, and at first, and people are like, he should be fired, right? And Dana's like, I'm not firing him. It's free speech. But then there's the argument of like, well, it's a private company, right? And so it's not free speech in a private company. I don't want to see.
Look, Dana, bro, that heavy-handed statement that Dana wrote, well, that Dana's high school age daughter wrote, I think, because that seemed like a fucking, you know what I mean, an assignment in ninth grade or some shit. That statement was so over the top, heavy handed, and then to say I'm not going to fire him, but yeah, Dana doesn't give a shit. Dana
So headline. On one hand, I'm like, you know what,
Dana ain't that far off in the political spectrum from Bryce Mitchell, you know. So it's like that's his team saying that up against the Jews. Oh, sorry, Jews, don't care.
Well, that's the thing, that's right? Okay, on one hand, it's like because I'm wrestling with this to myself of like saying, okay, and on one hand, there's shit that I've said before where you're like, well, he should. So it's a slippery slope when you start firing people for things they say.
Yeah. Right? Bryce is a performer. He's like a comedian. He knows it. He's fucking juicing it up with his stupid shit.
But then you go, okay, well, if there was a white person that said some crazy shit about black people and said, well, slavery wasn't just some awful shit, right? Would that person get fired? Like would they say, you know what? It's
probably, yeah, probably there's more black guys in America and especially UFC.
So is that fair? Like, is that.
That makes it okay.
Life ain't fair, bud.
Life isn't fair.
Bryce's argument would be, well, life ain't fair because the Jews are smarter and make money. So, you know what I mean? He'd be like mad at you.
All right, here's what other MMA people have had to say. You guys want to hear comments from the community?
Yes, of course.
All right, so MMA fighters react, right, to pros. All right, so he, okay, so according to Natan Levy, I like, who's from Israel, great fighter, great guy. He goes, the irony is wild. The guy who has a hard-on for Floyd Mayweather and fantasizes about getting his way with him in a jail cell is accusing the Jews of queering kids. I don't think sodomy is very Christian. Well, that's another thing about this whole thing is that Bryce is like allegedly like a really good Christian and goes to church. That's why, Jason, I'm kind of on, I think you're, I don't know if you're like, if you're a Christian or atheist, whatever, but I think religion, people start using it to like, oh, well, it's against my religion. And it becomes so dangerous in this because you go, well, you know, homosexuality is a sin and therefore blah, blah, blah. And you start hiding behind that and you're just producing hate. And it's like, my wife is Christian and I'm Jewish. I'm not very religious, but I just think that people aren't mature enough to handle religion because they just start hiding behind this, like, which I cannot think of. I don't know what church he goes to that would actually.
It's not about religion so much as it is about humans and their quest for ego fulfillment or, you know, I don't know. Each individual is the same, but religion often gets used as a cudgel to like beat whatever you don't like, you know, that's the life. Like that's it. You know, like, okay, you're feel weird about gays. Okay. It is taught to you by your family. It's like this weird dissension of hate. Same thing with the Jew. It's like, okay, the guy has this deep seated, anger about it some which way. And then maybe his daddy gave it to him some, maybe he just picked it all up off the fucking internet. It's strange. I appreciate that you're sensitive about this. And I think that it is important to like educate everybody that, dude, that happened. Like, what? Why are you guys playing this weird game? Like, it's a weird game. I think it sells website clicks or something.
No, the worst part is that
attention. If he says Hitler should, you got to hold them attention.
The worst part is all these Holocaust victims are getting older and unfortunately going to die out pretty soon. And then people are just going to completely deny it, you know, because they're going to have no proof.
Never happened. And then they just go get into another world war. All right. Remix. All
right, so then he says, crazy. Then Natan says, crazy how a guy blessed by God with so much success and opportunity chooses to pay it forward by spreading hate and division every time he gets a mic. Now, I disagree with Natan there because there's a lot of what Bryce says, not in this situation, but he's actually... I was a big fan of Bryce. You know, when he was dedicating his salary to like victims of some type of something happened where he was giving the money to him, and even the things he was saying before, as ridiculous as they were, like you know, the Maui fires were because of Satan and this and that. I want to pray in the octagon. You could like, you're like, well, this guy's got a big heart. There was something about him having a big heart and caring about people. This is the first time where I've really seen this side of like Bryce.
What do you mean, bro? It's just a big heart. You mean he got a bit of the tism? Like the guy is a strange, yeah, he's not exactly all there. He was like that, but some guys, you know, get like a lot of people are like claiming, oh, Mayhem has CTE. Bro, I was crazy before I got hit in the head a lot, okay? So that guy was already crazy. He just got on a religious bent. You know what it was? He couldn't get no pussy unless he married that chick. And then suddenly he's out there, but you know, his religion is keeping him down. You don't understand, bro. He's from the South. It's a whole different way.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people. I'm in the South all the time. Okay.
I'm from Virginia. Different. I didn't go to Chuckle Hut and fucking tell a few jokes. I lived there with those rednecks. Motherfuckers, you know what I mean? And so there's a whole way. Oh, yeah. I don't think Jesus would like that. I'm like, yo, man.
There's a difference here. I don't think Jesus would like that. And I want to go fishing with Hitler. That there were dirty Jews and trying to queer all our kids.
No, bro. I hate to defend this guy who said he loved Hitler. But I get why he said that. He like, this dude loved his cut. Like, he's putting Hitler in America. Like, he fought for America. You know what I mean? He's like putting it, how would I feel if I fought for my country, the country was going to shit, doing stuff against my values, the gays, the Jewish people are making all the money, why the German people are up for it. That's what, you know, Americans are, you know, in his mind, how would I do it in America? What? Yeah, I get it. It's stupid, but I get it.
I understand. I mean, I understand. I understand the thought process kind of behind that of like the nationalism of like, oh, we're just fighting for our country, you know, or people, Napoleon was a great warrior. Gang people like behind, when I was in Mongolia, they loved Genghis Khan over there. I'm sure a lot of people did
That's
not.
That's what I mean. Khan,
you know, but at the same time, you just, but it goes crazy. But then Natan says crazy about anyway, anytime you see me, you're welcome to have a real conversation and actually learn about Judaism, our history, our culture. Or if you'd rather, you can call me a greedy Jew to my face and we'll see what's up.
Who is this?
This is Natan Levy, an Israeli fighter in the UFC.
Hey. All right, let's get this matchup going.
Yes, but I don't know. I mean, Bryce is pretty good. Like, he's a pretty good fighter. I mean, if Natan loses, that would be fucking terrible.
Oh, the post-fight speech that Bryce has will be terrible.
Oh,
if he beats up an Israeli. We got at him. Back to back to back. Bryce Mitchell, you're a good fighter, but what about my third Larry Bird?
Natan's a better striker, hands down. He's there like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Boxing match. Bryce is sick on the ground, though. Like, his jiu-jitsu. Remember he won his first, like, five fights by Twister? I mean, he's legitimately a high level. Anyway, so that – all right. So then that's what Natan said, right? That's what Natan said. Now, other people said says different things, right? So this guy, Anthony Pretty Boy Taylor. So he's – I don't know if you know him. He just lost to Darren Till in a boxing match. He was in Bellator. He's a good guy, but he's really into he's in that whole Jake Paul, what's that, Misfits boxing circuit, you know? And he goes, here you go. Thug Nasty is a fucking idiot and a racist. He should be cut from the UFC, and we all know it. If Bobby Green or Aljamain said that shit, they'd terminate their contract, and people would be asking for their address to harass them. This is a race thing in the UFC. It makes me sick. Low pay, no health care, and long-term brain damage. Do you agree with this, Mayhem?
What? The last part? Okay. But the fired thing...
Yeah, I don't know, right?
I don't know. I don't think so, no. I think
he's just making it a white versus black.
I don't know how a black person would be fired if they said that. No, not at all.
I got to talk to you about Game Time, okay? Game Time, NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game, okay? You get to go with other fans. You have fun. You take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events. All right, they have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat views, so you don't like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot. Whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, et cetera. All right, go to Game Time Picks, all right? They make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now.
I don't think so. No.
Nick Cannon said the same shit and he got a show on Fox afterwards. It doesn't matter.
I don't see if Aljamain said that. I mean, this is all bad. This is all fucking bad. No.
This guy is doing fan fiction right now with a black paper.
Fiction. Yeah. other people are saying Cody Durden, right? Cody Durden, he's the guy, good fighter. We've had him on the podcast. He's from Georgia, I think, where you are, a good wrestler. He's the guy that said he was going to send the guy back to China, and everyone got really mad at him.
He was like, no, no, I don't mean it like that.
So his take is Bryce Mitchell's a tough competitor. Yeah, it seems like a good guy. Comments on Hitler being a good guy before meth and someone he could have gone fishing with or off. There's no version of Hitler that was ever just a regular guy who lost his way. He was responsible for some of the worst atrocities in human history. No amount of research can change that. I don't think Bryce meant harm, but words matter. Whether in the cage or in life, we got to choose what we say. Respect him as a fighter, but this is one of those times I got to say, Bryce, you really got this one really, really wrong. I mean, that's perfectly said, I think. You know, Jason?
But how can you say he doesn't think that he doesn't mean harm when you're saying that, like, Jews are, like, basically greedy pigs and the Holocaust was a joke? But, yeah, don't, no offense. You know what I mean? That's pretty crazy.
Did he say the Holocaust was a joke?
No.
He said it didn't happen.
I think he said – he says it happened. I think he said the numbers are inflated. And that's the same thing that other guy's saying. Dan Bilzerian.
By the way, isn't a longtime friend of the show Jake Shields on this same shit?
Dude, that's what I think. I think his research was Professor Shields. Like,
yeah, I think he's just listening to Jake Shields' podcast, huh?
Dude, even Jake Shields posted it and goes, "What do you guys think of this?" Even he was one. Even he was like, "Man, this guy's fucking." Now, who would have thought mayhem in the CBS brawl between you and Jake Shields? You'd be the good guy 8 years later.
Wait, why am I the good guy? Why am I the good guy? Just because I recognize the Holocaust?
Well, Ariel Helwani went off
on
Shields. Did you see Ariel recently?
No.
Oh, he went off on him, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I got to say, man, like, I haven't always been the biggest Ariel Helwani fan just because, like, I don't know. He didn't like me in the beginning because I was making jokes about him having a big nose or something. I forgot what I was saying. But this second half of Ariel Helwani, I kind of like where he's going with this.
I agree.
Like, you know? So I think, you know, look, I mean –
I think it's just bizarre that, like, we're at a place in America where you gotta, like, relearn history. Like, what the fuck? Like, you gotta wait. Okay, all right, say the numbers are inflated. It's only like 5 million guys died. What the fuck? That still happened. Okay.
What they're saying is it's like 200,000. They're not saying, oh, it's a discrepancy of like a bit. They're saying, like, yeah, a couple hundred thousand died. That's what they're saying when they're saying the numbers are inflated.
First of all, Dan Bilzerian is, like, a guy that, like, that dude shouldn't be – didn't he rip off all these people and, like, lie about all this shit?
Isn't Dan Bilzerian the, like, fake-ass motherfucker that, like, pretend – you know, he was, like, the original influencer.
Yeah, influencer, like – did all kinds of stuff. Now he's a World War II historian. What do you want from these? Like, what do you want from the Jews? I don't even think Bryce Mitchell ever met a Jew. Like probably the only Jew he's ever met is probably the guy that did his contract in the UFC. I don't think Bryce, Jews aren't really living in bumfuck Arkansas.
Hey, bud, listen, I came from North Carolina. I didn't see a Jew till I got to California, bud. I thought Jews were like Sasquatch.
What do you want against Jews? Like, Jews, why all of us, like, let's say the Jews fucking, you guys got your way. Bryce Mitchell, your life would not be any fucking better if there were no Jews. Same with Jake Shields.
You're right. I know. I don't know what they're hating on. Yeah. Entertainment industry, all that, man. Like, listen, the joke that they control everything is because a lot of Jewish people are super smart and, like, work together and, like, fucking, they're clever people that figure out how to make shit better. So we need it. We need that in America. What the fuck?
What do you want? Any kind of people? Getting rid of any type of people? Let's look at people as fucking people, as individuals. Stop fucking. It's the Jews or it's the, just shut up. I fucking hate all of it, and I hate this fact that this is where the MMA is now. All of a sudden, it used to be bring me back to fucking Fat Roy Nelson, Mayhem Miller, Rampage Jackson, like the good old days. Fucking Matt. Before I knew that, when Jake Shields just just a boring ass fucking fighter who wrestle fuck people. Give me that fucking Jake Shields. No more. Yeah. All the podcasts, they all suck. The fucking Twitter sucks. These people's Instagram suck. Just go back to fucking fighting. All I want to watch is fucking two guys fight each other, and I want to know what high school they wrestled for. Everything else is leave me the fuck alone.
Man.
But wait, Adam, don't hold back. What do you really think about it?
We finally broke Adam. MMA finally broke. I told you, dude.
All right.
I love it. Round of applause for Adam Hunter right now.
No, it's annoying. It's all fucking annoying. You know, meanwhile, so we had our first match last week. We actually won. We actually won a couple matches. These kids had no practice. And
nice.
And then we actually won. This girl goes so hard in practice, beats everyone up off the mat, and then gets in there though, and just like goes like 30%. I like told her mom, you gotta get a guy to break up with her like right before the match. She goes out there and just kicks the shit out of somebody, you know. But I mean, this is the kind of thing where I'm like, I asked a kid, I'm like, hey, where are your wrestling shoes? He's like, they burn down on the fire. Like that. This is the kind of stuff that I'm getting. And then Mayhem was funny. So this little kid on my team who I like, this little eighth grader, really sweet kid. His first match, he goes out there and the other kid just looked bigger. Like, you know, and I'm like, oh, sometimes kids just look bigger, right? The kid's 80 pounds. So after the match, the kid comes up to me, hey, kid pins my kid in 10 seconds. I go, hey, how much do you weigh? The kid's like 130 pounds. Right.
What?
Yeah. So then right, I go to the score table and I'm like, hey, we just had our 80 pound versus your 130. And I don't think, how did that happen? And then, so then I look at my athletic director who took all the weights and I'm like, hey, you put him down as one. And then she goes, oh, sorry. I wasn't wearing my glasses last night. Fuck. This is what I'm dealing with. And Jason, I got the job writing for Gutfeld.
Nice.
Yeah. So
congrats, man.
Yeah, no, it's hard, man. I mean, I write about 50 jokes a night. You know, they gave me like 40 stories a night. I just go in there and just, you know, send them over. And then you guys watch the GFL draft, the Global Fighting League?
No. I saw like some highlights of it. Like what is going on over there? I called the guy. Oh man. I don't know. I think I might work with them, but damn, it's an interesting cast of characters over there. I like how it's working out right now.
Well,
What, I don't know about it.
All right, so these people had they had a draft, a Global Fighting League draft, right? And no one really knew what was going on, but it was like the people that were drafting were like Brendan Schaub and Mike Goldberg and like other people. So they had their drafts, and by the way, Don Fry's gonna get mad at me for not calling him. I have to not only like text him, I have to like call him. But somebody reached out to me though about getting him on what's that podcast? A big podcast. The guy Rich Cho reached out to me about getting him on. What's the name of that big Jackson Wink? I think that podcast, the Jackson podcast.
Jackson, yeah.
You were on that, right, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So they had a draft, but they selected Tyron Woodley as the first pick. So people think maybe that's a little off that like, you know, like maybe he's part of it or something. And then I guess people knew that there was like, they were going to get drafted before. And then, Sage Northcutt was the second pick. It was divided into teams,
yeah, like they're doing something interesting.
And then Yo Romero was drafted, and I guess the whole time Brendan Schaub was like calling people young prospects, but he was calling like Kevin Lee a young prospect and like other people. So yeah, I guess it was a fake draft. They just stopped drafting after the fifth round and just told everyone who they'd like drafted. No one really knows what's going on, but they're paying good money out of it. Uriah Faber was drafted. Rashad Evans was drafted, but then tweeted out that he had no idea what this was. So then, so then he was undrafted.
I don't know what is going on. with that thing. It looks pretty interesting. Like, I'm excited to see what the fuck they got going on. I don't know. It looks different. It's different for sure. They're trying to rekindle that magic that you say MMA has lost.
Well, so this guy who writes for MMA Fighting, he had a couple theories about what's going on. He said it's not an actual fight promotion, but an elaborate marketing scheme for a cryptocurrency or NFT.
Makes sense.
And he thought maybe it was like an elaborate scientific experiment to determine how much AI can do project management. Like, the guy just puts in ChatGPT and it just does whatever it says.
Yeah, yeah.
But they had a really good theme song, I guess. So the guy believes that once you can get a good theme song, then everything else will fall, or that's a false flag from Don Davis, the PFL, to make their decisions look good. So those are all.
Yeah, yeah, they're doing that. Hey, wait, we got to hear this theme song. You know, and once they get a theme song out, I'm going to be bumping that on repeat.
Yeah, so no one really knows.
It's a very mysterious act. Like, there's some people I trust in there. There's some people I'm, like, unsure about. There's weird guy, you know, some Dagestani who, like, wrote, "I am not interested." You know, like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you just cut from person to person, like, different countries, like, "Boha, I'm not drafted." Yeah, carayo. You know, and then you got Chinese people going, "What a draft!" It's like a whole fucking thing, man. I don't know. Like a couple people said they weren't draft. Whatever. At least we got some new weird fucking fights to watch. And they're bringing knocking guys out of the dustbin of history and fucking wiping them down real quick and putting them in there. It's going to be a cage. It's going to be a ring.
But it's like city. It's city versus city. I don't understand how that even works. Like, each city has like two people in their weight class, and then they fight other teams that are cities.
Yeah, it's like a dual meet, I think. I'm pretty excited. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but it's exciting that they're doing it.
But Dana White, they asked him about it, and he says that they're actually doling out real money. Like, people are actually getting paid in this.
Yeah.
Mayhem, I'm surprised you didn't get drafted. I feel like you would.
No, this is suddenly drafted. I don't know. They might think I have terms on probation or some weird shit. So they're not holding back. I know. I don't know. Nobody's seen me for years, so they don't know what's going on with me.
I think that you should hit up the because they only have like 2,000 followers. They really, like, for all the people that are drafted who have billions and billions or millions of followers, like, no one knows about this. And then
I know. It's like a weird MMA-only thing right now.
And then the guy went on Ariel Helwani's podcast and said that they're just draft picks. They're mock draft picks, so it's not a real draft, so he doesn't get sued.
Yeah.
Or it's a fantasy. Anyway, did anybody watch the BKFC fights last week?
I watched that one, and fucking guy got clobbered.
Well, Ben Rothwell is now the champion, by the way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He is so perfect for BKFC.
Yeah.
Him and Mike Perry, I think they were just born for this, because you can't hurt Ben Rothwell. I don't think he's ever even been stopped in the history of like 90 fights. He has zero head movement. But if he lands on you,
yeah,
it's over. Like, it's fucking over.
Is he like 40 now?
Yeah, but like they say, power is the last to go. Like, look at he fought a guy that was like a world champion kickboxer, this guy who was like 9-1 in bare knuckle boxing. Hold on, let's see if I could do this. All right, and then he had some weird head movement where he was leaning all the way to the right, and then watch his punch.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here, look.
He like realized that if he leaned back in that pocket, like leaned on the outside of it, that he could catch him with that fucking right hand. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hold on. How do I get this fucking thing? I don't know how to do this. I hate technology. I don't know.
Bad mood today, bro. What the fuck?
Hold on.
What's going on, bro? You're on your period?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Is your wife okay? Jesus Christ.
We're actually in a good place. First time we're in a good place.
One Bryce Mitchell fucking shitting up the juice one day and it ruins your whole weekend.
It doesn't ruin my weekend. I just, you know, my dad always told me, like, everyone hates the Jew. My dad convinced me to change my last name from Greenberg to Hunter. Because he's like, everyone hates, people hate the Jews. And I never believe, people don't hate the Jews. No, they're anti, people hate, they're going to blame the Jews. My dad is so paranoid about people hating Jews. And I never really believed him until like the last couple years. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
dude, I'm telling you, look, when, all right, bro, it's so much bigger. And I thought about this before because I've been friends with you for so long. So I'm like, I think about why people have this hating mentality. And it really comes down to once like the system makes like income disparity sort of thing where some people feel like they're getting fucked, whether it be a depression and or, you know, the way things are. Like now you can see on the internet how great people are living. Guys with yachts and shit, like the celebrities, like rich and famous lifestyle kind of thing. It gets in people's head. It makes them feel inferior. They need somebody to blame. They can't blame themselves for, you know, being stuck in this rut because of, oh, society fucked me over or whatever. They pick an enemy. And I know that those, dude, the South is all about that. You have to pick an enemy in your head. Some people pick.
I mean, look, man, look, just fucking work your ass off to the point where they can't replace you.
Yeah.
When people are it's very hard to replace you, or they don't want to replace you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, guess what? You're replaceable. And at the end of the day, people are going to, like, you know, but at the same time, if you get to a point where your work ethic is so strong that people are like, oh shit, we can't lose this person, you're going to do okay.
Yeah, but you know, like, it's not about that so much as far as what we're talking about as like people need a scapegoat. It makes the world easier to understand if it's flat. It makes the world easier to understand if this guy is the reason society is getting gay. You know,
who cares? First of all, who cares if people are gay? Like, who gives a fuck if you're gay? Who gives a shit? Like, Bill, when your daughter came out, did you care at all?
No, I was happy.
Did you know?
I told her that.
Her whole life or no?
I didn't really know. I suspected, but when she told me, I was like, "Oh my god, I'm so happy! You don't have to deal with these awful fucking men." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like men are terrible. So I actually felt glad.
Now, what was the Selena Gomez video you made where she was crying? And then what was the thing you made last week?
Yeah, you got some tape. What happened? Yeah, I remember.
Oh, I had people sending me like, "You piece of shit! You fucking hack! Go kill yourself!" Because I basically just said, like, it's so hard for actors right now. I'm so sorry that we did the strike because now guest stars have to do co-stars and co-stars have to do extra work. It's just a stupid friggin' making fun of Selena Gomez. And people thought I was, like, attacking Mexican immigrants. Like, that. It's just crazy, man. You can't do anything that's even close to the surface of any
whatever, bro. You just do it and ignore the negative comments, bro. Fucking whatever.
But man, you come a long way, though, man. I mean, you've come such a long way because in the beginning, you know, and it gets to you because you start talking
comments. No, you're right. The reason I'm like this now is because I made peace. I was so sensitive to negative comments. And when all this weird bullshit happened in my life and I went from everyone loves mayhem to fucking people like hating, like, I felt the hate through the comments, you know? I took it very, very, like, heavy, you know? I realized that's part of this lifestyle I picked, that sometimes people are going to spout off. They're on the toilet. They're eating breakfast, whatever. They just woke up. They're going to say angry, mean shit. And that's my cross to bear because I picked this lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, you know, now I'm okay with it. It took a long time, but now I'm like, hardened skin to it and just keep walking forward.
Right. No, that, you're right. I mean, I have to like constantly not look at comments because I'm like, it doesn't help. Because then all of a sudden I start thinking and then I'm commenting, shitting on my own thought every time before I speak of what someone's going to say. And I can't formulate a sentence. I can't talk. I don't say what I mean because I'm thinking about how someone's going to interpret what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know? Oh, I still fight. Still fall. I still, have that little inkling, you know what I mean? I'm on the air, and I remember comments that somebody fucking hates on me, you know what I mean? But then sometimes I'll look at it, and I'll have all positive comments. So I'll give a glance at the comments, but I don't wallow in them and fixate so that it doesn't make me, you know, psycho. I don't know how you guys are doing.
I mean, Brendan Schaub, say what you want about that guy. no one has gotten shit on more than that guy. Like,
listen,
that,
and this guy's so weird because this guy's so weird. I would lean into that shit heavy, bro.
I think he quit. I think he quit doing comedy.
He did.
You know, I think he got, I think, you know, and I can't say that I blame him. At the same time, he never had to really work as a comic. I mean, when you don't have the foundation and when you don't have the struggle, you kind of don't even know what you're giving up when you stop doing it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you can lean into that though. Also, true. He never addressed that, you know, he never like, yeah, you know, fucking, I don't know.
It's like CM Punk. I mean, CM Punk never, I still can't believe the UFC gave CM Punk two fights. I mean, yeah. he did nothing to deserve that. And other sports don't do that, you know?
Do something to deserve that. He did all that wrestling before they got him a big enough name to go and do that. You know, you're weird, bro, because you're in entertainment. You get what selling tickets means. Like, you
I
know,
get it. I get it. But like, let's just say, huh. You know, Dr. Phil could probably sell tickets to the Lakers or something, yeah. But they're not going to put him on the team.
I mean, if they did, if it like, all right, say not the Lakers, right? But like the Charlotte Hornets, okay? And no, you know what I mean? Or the fucking, the league underneath that we don't even know the name of, right?
Yeah.
If they want to sell out that arena and I fucking make the decisions, fuck yeah. Dr. Phil, put your fucking shorts on.
Tomorrow, guys, 9 o'clock in the morning, starts at 6 a.m.
Oh, bud, I'm going to be up for this one.
Main event, Israel Adesanya versus Nasruddin Amavov. Tough fight for Adesanya. He's lost two of his last three.
Everyone's saying that, and you watch more fights than I do. Who's that Amavov guy?
This guy's good. He's won three in a row.
With what?
Let's see, I think he's just one of these guys from Dagestan.
Dagestani.
Okay.
So beard, no mustache guy.
They call him the sniper. He's from he's from France. What the fuck am I talking about? Not even close to Dagestani. So he's 15 and 4. He won his last fight against Brendan Allen, who's a good fighter. He beat Jared Cannonier. Also a good fighter, but cuts a ton of weight. Doesn't always show up in the fights.
Yeah, read that. What did he beat him with?
He won Brendan Allen by decision. Yeah. He beat Cannonier, the killer gorilla, by TKO punches in the fourth round. He beat Roman Dolitz, majority decision. Chris Curtis was his last loss was to Sean Strickland, 2023. Before that, he beat Joaquin Buckley. He beat Edmund Chamazon. He beat Ian Heinisch. Oh. He lost to Phil Hawes back in 2021. I think Israel's a different level than this guy. Yeah.
I've seen this guy, I think. And this guy is good. It's a good test, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I just signed, I hope he comes in shape and whatever, you know. I don't know. This will be interesting. I know this guy. I've seen this guy before. But now I remember him.
But we don't know what Israel's like right now. We don't know what his game is. You know what I mean? He's been out for a while.
Yeah, he's been out for a while. He retired. He came back. I don't know. I hope
that's not good.
A really interesting fight is this guy, Shara Magomedov.
That could be the fight of the night, maybe.
Shara Bullet against Michael Venom Page. This is going to be a good fight because Shara doesn't really wrestle that much. And MVP is all striking. He's just a little older, but that's a good fight. Pavlovich versus Rosenstruik. And then on the undercard, Terrence McKinney, he's the guy, he's been on the podcast. The guy that like overdosed on LSD and fell out the window in high school and then went to jail and yada, yada.
You know what's funny is that we have so much weird shit happen on this podcast that I like hardly remember that.
Yeah. Also funny is that people say they're going to be on the podcast and just don't show up. And Don Fry will call me up and like 20 minutes going, hey, partner, sorry about that, man. You should have called me. I did call you. Oh, really? Let me look. Oh, yeah, you did. Sorry about that, man. So how's it going? It's going good. Yeah. How's the wife? Well, why are we scared? How are you doing? Same. Can't complain. Same shit. Fucking happy Trump conference. Yeah, all right. That's good, man. What are you doing this weekend? I don't know. Same shit, man. All right. See you later, partner. And that's. I wish I could help Don more, though, man. Like, I wish I owned a movie studio and I could put him in all every movie. Like,
oh, for sure.
He'd
be great. Like, he should hook up with Taylor Sheridan or something. Somebody should get him in contact with him.
There's like a guilt that I feel where I'm like, I don't help Don enough. Not that I can. I mean, there's nothing I can do for Don. I mean, I could, other than put him on the podcast. I mean, but I wish I could, because he's such a great guy and he's not going to be around forever. He's not in good health, but he's such a classic. But I think it also sucks is that, like, if he passes away, all these people are going to be like, oh, Don, that don't fucking talk to him. Don't return his phone calls. Don't reach out to him. Don't put him on their podcast. Oh, Don, I wish they're all going to be like, I wish you were around. And they're all going to post pictures of them and Don.
Yep.
Oh, man. You're fucking depressing me, bro. I'm fucking so stupid.
Isn't that going to happen? You know that's going to happen, Jason?
Bro, I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. You have like a negative. I don't know. Like, life is super hard for everybody. Their life. So I don't blame nobody for. Oh, man.
I think Bill's at the dentist right now.
I know. Bill has been on a fucking bicycle ride through Venice. And then I don't know what the hell he's doing right now.
I don't know who Bill is. I've known Bill for years. I have no. I told you I was in a car with him for like 20 hours. And the next day, his baby mama had a baby, and he didn't mention it. And then he's posting. I'm like, why wouldn't you bring it up? I don't know. I forgot. I didn't think it was important. I'm like, you had a baby. It was a couple days later, but still, like, people are.
Well, yeah, he's a master actor, bro. You don't know who he is.
You don't know who he is.
He just paints on whatever he needs to be.
That's crazy. But I mean, the good news is that with this job with Gutfeld, hopefully I'm going to cancel a lot of my road shit, which is good because, you know, that's kind of the perfect job because I get my shit up at night. I'm up anyway. I could still do comedy around town. I don't have to like constantly be on cruises and constantly be here constantly. Look, I'm blessed to do those things, but I hate it. I hate like leaving my kid, you know, like I hate it. Just it's the worst. That's
a big deal. Yeah,
it's the worst. It's like I get sick. I look at other people's kids and I just get that fucking feeling in my stomach of just like just emptiness and just it's a fucking hole. It's a giant hole. I don't know how people do it. Like I meet some of these parents. They're like they don't see their kids for years, or they see them like once every 3 months, and they're fucking selfish fucks, you know.
Wow, this podcast is taking quite a turn, man. This has been a roller coaster of emotion.
Spend time with your kids, you know? Like, they're your kids. Fucking spend time with them. Or don't have kids.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I thought part of being rich was like, you kick your kid off to boarding school. I guess that's the thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what, dude, that was the one good thing. Although I have a lot of good things about the boarding school I went to, but one of the eye-opening things was like, these parents that were super rich that just sent their kids away and their kids hated them. And these parents, like they had all the respect from all these people. Then the cover of like Forbes magazine and everyone's kissing their ass except for the one person that they want. And that's their child, you know, like that's.
Yeah. See, but the argument is, okay, if daddy's going to go be the CEO of a huge company, he didn't got time to fucking, you know, play fucking tic-tac-toe with you, you know.
That's yeah, the you can't get married, your child hates you, like, or doesn't want to be with you. Like, you had a child. You see, and these people, they have children, and I see it. Like, they have kids, and the kids love them, like, for the first couple of years, and all of a sudden, the kids realize that their parent's an asshole, or cheats on mom, or beats mom, or whatever the fuck he does, and then the kid doesn't like him anymore, and they go, oh, my kid's an asshole. So they have another kid. And thinking that, like, and then it's the same pattern of like, oh, but my new one's great. Your new one's too.
What did I tell you at the beginning of the podcast? Even Hitler thought he was the good guy.
I understand that. I understand Bryce's mentality, kind of, but like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I did my own research. What the fuck does that even mean? You went on a website
that some this, bro. Other I'm never bring it up. Never gonna bring it up again.
Bryce, no, bro, I don't care. I mean, look, I don't care because I'm gonna have people listen to this podcast and go, you know what? You gotta do. I don't send me your fucking info. I'm not gonna read your article. I'm not gonna look at your video. I don't care. You don't want to listen to my podcast? Go. No, just go away. You only have 800 people anyway. The fuck listen. Well, if I have 600, then that makes a difference in my fucking life. Like, maybe I have a couple thousand on Spotify, whatever.
Fuck, God, bro. Oh, what? I think we should call it right there, bro. I think we should call it.
What, the whole thing or just this episode? Like everything or the?
No, that's it. The episode is over. This has been MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter and Mayhem Miller. For Adam, I say mahalo.
I fucking love you, man. Talk to you soon.